The Gulag Archipelago, Volume 1, by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Subtitled, An Experiment in Literary Investigation. I dedicate this to all those who did not live to tell it, and may they please forgive me for not having seen it all, nor remembered it all, for not having divined all of it. Author's note. For years I have, with reluctant heart, withheld from publication this already completed book. My obligation to those still living outweighed my obligation to the dead. But now that state security has seized the book anyway, I have no alternative but to publish it immediately. In this book there are no fictitious persons, nor fictitious events. People and places are named with their own names. If they are identified by initials instead of names, it is for personal considerations. If they are not named at all, it is only because human memory has failed to preserve their names. But it all took place, just as it is here described. Preface. In 1949, some friends and I came upon a noteworthy news item in Nature, a magazine of the Academy of Sciences. It reported in tiny type that in the course of excavations on the Kolyma River, a subterranean ice lens had been discovered, which was actually a frozen stream, and in it were found frozen specimens of prehistoric fauna some tens of thousands of years old. Whether fish or salamander, these were preserved in so fresh a state, the scientific correspondent reported, that those present immediately broke up.